Welcome to Ever Beyond, 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 on Wolf Spirit Radio and everbeyond.info. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond. Welcome to a very special Ever Beyond. It's the middle of the week and I don't normally have a show, but I just had a conversation and I decided that I ought to post it straight away, just to give everybody a bigger heads up on what's going on. So, without any further ado, I'm first of all going to publish a... I'm going to include right now the audio that comes from a video, which is an audio recording anyway, of astrophysicist Jim McCanney. This is available on www.jimmccanney.com. Alex sent me a link to this a couple of days ago and said, I really need to have a conversation with you, and we need to put this information out as soon as possible. So this is the way it's going. This is a very special edition of Ever Beyond. And first of all, I'm going to give you the video audio, the audio from Jim McCanney. As I said, you can contact him on his website and see all of his information there. We will be referring to this later in the program, and it makes it easier for everybody to know. It is rather disturbing, but it would be better to know than not to know. There is a reality going on. This is not a doom and gloom prediction. It is a very survivable situation, and we give many fear-reducing treatments to the issue during the rest of the conversation. So this is the difficult bit. This is the hard bit to swallow, and then things should go down a little easier after that. So, without any further ado, this is Dr. Jim McCanney.
There seems to be some serious observation going on in the Southern Hemisphere and leaks coming out all over the place. It does appear that groups of military and professional astronomers are openly active, let's say, at the Wormwood location in Australia. Well, of course, that's what I've been saying all along. The indicators were all there. And now there are reports that a mini solar system is coming into ours. Basically, you are on your own. Be prepared. That's the best thing I can tell you. And as far as I would suggest that, number one, you need clean water. Number two, you need your own supply of food. And number three, you need some basic first aid equipment. Number four, you need some health maintenance natural products. And my own use on this, I use essential oils. Years, as I've advised people through this era of awaiting a extra solar system object, and by the way, there are many of them. There is not just one. this is what scientists are starting to find out, and of course they're not telling the public. And it does appear, I've been saying this all along, it now appears that there are leaks excuse me, coming out of the southern hemisphere of the number of astronomers down there looking at what they are calling a mini solar system moving into ours. This is what apparently Harrington saw back in the early 90s. And in the forefront was, of course, Hale-Bopp, but the comet nucleus that eventually became Hale-Bopp, somewhat of a mini solar system in its own right, but certainly much smaller than the much bigger object coming in behind it. And this would be coming in from the southern hemisphere. The point is, forget about dates. As I said last week and the week before, don't worry about dates. Or don't worry about internet chatter. Don't think you're going to all of a sudden wake up someday and hear on the evening news that, gee, a big object is coming in and here's the date it's going to be here, folks. That is not going to happen. That's not going to happen on the evening news. My advice is simply to be prepared. If you are not prepared, then what are you thinking about? Are you, you know, and the other thing is, I'm not preaching for people to get prepared because some people don't want to. I have a friend who said, I want to go up to my roof, put a big X on it, paint a big X on my roof, and if something comes in, I want to say, hit here first. That's what one of my friends says. So not everybody wants to be prepared. Not everybody wants to go through the rigors of living through a very difficult time and try and come out the other end when the success rate is going to be very low. So at any rate, but man is a survivor. He's historically been a survivor. The fact that we are here today is a testament to the fact that man has been a survivor. Our space dollars are being completely diverted into little private, very exclusive space programs of the elite. They're not going to share it with you. They're not going to share their cave systems with you. The question that comes out of this, and which is imperative right now, understanding that we are in a time of celestial change in the solar system, a time of when upheaval and severe change, not just average change, but severe change with our sun, with our weather, with the local solar environment of Earth and the other planets, is potentially going to change radically. How can the people in power, supposedly, that are in the positions of federal, state, and in many cases local government, how can they possibly even cope with this when there has been absolutely no planning done for the general public? And the crisis that they propose to prevent by not telling the public is actually going to be 100 times worse once the public gets the drift of what's going on. The cities, the destruction and the looting, the just the complete destruction of our cities is going to happen internally. You wouldn't have to bring an army in here because the cities will self-destruct on their own. People have not been taught a little thing called personal responsibility, how to take care of yourself and your neighbor and make the best out of a bad situation. Everybody has everything handed to them. Everything is easy. You simply go to the mall with your credit card and everything's taken care of. When all of that changes, I call it the 95% rule. 95% of the public is going to wake up one day with nothing. And the real survivors are going to find a way to deal with all of these situations. And it's not going to be, it won't take long, it's not going to be pretty, but when these major events happen, it's going to happen very quickly. One thing we found out from Comet Bradfield is that these objects, of course, NASA sees them coming from a long time out, from a long distance away, but the public is going to have a week or two or three notice, is my prediction. And that's all, because we don't have the ability to get to the locations to observe what they are observing and not telling us about. It's a very difficult thing. I've personally tried it myself. And really, once again, especially in the time frame we're in right now, the May time frame and June, these, of course, are the times that Harrington said were the observing times for those southern locations. So isn't it interesting that in the month of May and June, Australia has all of a sudden become extremely active with astronomers and military types hanging around the Project Wormwood facility in Australia. Now, I'm running out of time here, so I just want to recap what we might see as people on Earth. We may see large numbers of comets. We may see other planets capturing comets. We may see new moons evolving around other planets. We may see planets encountering medium or small or large comets with devastating results. We may see comets coming close to Earth with devastating results. We may be hit by meteors or many more meteors than we do, and of course this has been happening already. In the past year, many, many bolide type objects coming in and striking Earth. At any rate, I'm out of time here. The things that we would expect are happening. They're coming in from the south. I don't have a time frame. I do not put time frames on these type of events unless I have sound data, and I'm working on getting sound data. That's all I have to say this week. Be prepared. Good night. This is Jim McCanny. This is my Science Hour. And we are definitely at the crossroads. Good night.
Welcome tonight to Ever Beyond. Tonight I have a very, very special guest. We've had to keep this recording quiet for many, many reasons, and I'm sure you'll understand as the show goes on. The guest will really require no introduction, apart from the fact that he's dearly beloved by many, many of the world's listening audience who are aching and thirsty for the truth. And so, without any further ado, I'd like to introduce Alex Collier. Good afternoon.
Hey, JP. Thank you for having me again. And, God, that was an amazing introduction.
Here we are. And there you are. And we got a lovely line. It's a really nice connection because nobody knows that we're doing it. So nobody's fiddling about with anything. It's just coming up to dusk in the evening here. And you've got sometime in the morning for you. It's a beautiful day. How are you doing?
I'm day to day. Our situation is still very dire, and we are doing the very best we can. And you know, to everyone, you know, I felt like I needed to walk away, and I still feel like I need to walk away in order to be able to find some serious work and support my family. But that's just not happening. The economy here in the United States is just horrible. And every week, it seems like thousands and thousands and thousands of people are either losing their jobs or their hours are being cut from 40 hours full-time to 29, 28 hours, which is the new full-time, so that, you know, companies don't have to pay Obamacare. It's a mess. It's been very difficult. But at the same time, I felt compelled to come on the show, JP, and share some, you know, current stat with people about what's going on, because, you know, things that we've been talking about the last several years are now beginning to come to pass, and I want to give people a perspective, because I don't want them to move into a fear space. It is my hope that they will be able to start putting some pieces together and see the picture, the pattern of what's being created, so that, you know, they can stand in their strength and be able, when they're with evil, and just say, no, we don't want you here. You need to go. You need to leave. And, you know, also, you know, galactic events, space weather. These are things we need to talk about. And I know that there's bits and pieces of this information, and it's coming from many different sources. And, you know, what I'm hoping to do is to kind of tie these things together, so that, you know, everybody can have a somewhat clearer picture and not react in fear, but in, okay, I understand where this piece goes, what this is about. Okay, these are the probable things that are going to be coming. You know, how do I prepare myself for this and my loved ones for this, and so on and so forth. So let's just go for it and let's see what happens. And with your permission, you know, please feel free to ask questions, and, you know, just say, you know, take a breath, Alex. But with your permission, I'd like to just kind of go off and share with you, you know, some of the things that I want to talk about.
Well, absolutely. You have completely free rein. This is Ever Beyond. We have no advert breaks. We can go on for as long as you like. I can extend the program and or maybe edit it down and play outtakes at another time. The situation, I mean, you were talking about the whole job situation and the future of working. One of the things is this whole idea about becoming like a cottage industry, that everybody, rather than having to go to work, is actually working from their home over the internet or via post or all those other things. So this whole idea of attendance at work is going to change, and it's actually something that I've been doing personally for the last few years. Is like I'm trying to not I lost my car, you know, I don't have a car, so I work. If people want me, they come and get me, and if they, you know, I can do most of my work across the web. So that's how I'm feeling. This is how the whole thing will pan out, and the nature of old-fashioned jobs is going to dissolve in some way. Should we talk about how you'd like to express yourself in the future?
How would I like to express myself in the future?
In terms of work,
well, you know,
that
that's
you
a
do.
Really good question, and the, you know, the best way to even contemplate that answer is to have a firm projection of what the future could be, and quite frankly, that's not decided yet. I see, you know, we have here in the United States, our government, who claims to love America, clearly hates Americans, and they are preparing for a 24-year war against American. And I don't know what it is they think that they're protecting. There'll be nothing left. I quite frankly am having a very difficult time with the mindset of the controllers, who absolutely choose to remain in control no matter what it takes and are willing to destroy everything to make that happen. But then what have they gained at the end, when they've destroyed everything in order to maintain their power? They really will have nothing left. Because, you know, with these kind of folks, nothing's ever enough. It's just, you know, they can't have enough. And eventually what happens is they end up consuming themselves. And that's a paradigm that just simply doesn't work. It doesn't work anywhere. So, you know, at some point, fire needs to go away. And it doesn't have to go away at the expense of everything being destroyed here, especially humanity, countries, nations, diversity. There's no excuse to even have to go there. You know, I have lots of hopes and dreams, and it's been very difficult to maintain them when every time I try to do something, it gets blocked, I get suppressed, I get hassled, I get threatened, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, that's all part of the territory. And you sort of know about it, but until you start experiencing it, you know, that really does, in fact, give you a different perspective. But nonetheless, you know, I am way past knee-deep into this, and, you know, there are things happening on the planet which are being set up in order to bring everyone to a place of false security in order to set up a tyranny that we as mankind have never really known. And, you know, let's just, and with your permission, I'm just going to get into the information, JP.
Okay, lay out their plans so that we can scupper them.
Okay, and, you know, I'm going to say some things that are probably controversial, but what else is new, right?
Oh, good. That's the best kind.
Okay, so back last March, I gave information where I was told that the dark side, or the powers that be, were faking being really weak. And that is absolutely true. What they have essentially done, though, is they have flushed out about 80% of their resistance, especially that amongst their ranks. And the middle management people of the planet are refusing to do the bidding of these beings anymore, and that's a very, very positive step, because they realize now they have a clear picture of what this looks like at the end, which is total subjugation and slavery of humanity. Now, you have to understand the groups that are in control of the planet, which are the Orion group, some from Sirius B, many reptilian groups. They're in charge. They really don't have a liking for humanity. It is not that they love us, it's that they're protecting us, or whatever they do is because we're a resource to them, a natural resource to them. Okay? It's like your cattle. You don't, you know, but they're a resource. You protect it because you get something out of it. And that's the only reason.
That's right. I mean, I actually.
So that's the perspective people need to have when they think about this stuff. Now, having said that, let's go to the Vatican. There's a lot of information coming out about what's going on. We now see the Pope's resigning. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you, and they're talking about an alien savior. The question that isn't being asked by anybody is, why is the Vatican moving towards embracing, changing the gospel, bringing in worshiping extraterrestrial saviors, people who are morally, spiritually, supposedly more evolved than us? Why are they moving towards that and abandoning Christ? I'm going to tell you why. Pure and simple, they sort of made most of it up. Okay, and that whole paradigm has run its course. They have made up a story and suppress the truth, and they just can't run any further with it. So what they're hoping is that when this thing comes down, they can fool enough people that everyone will forget about that story and will adopt the new story, and it will give them more legs. Now, you have to understand that they have known about extraterrestrial life forever, okay, from the ancient scrolls, the ancient texts, many that they still have hidden in the catacombs, and I'm sure that the knowledge of the ones that they burned and destroyed to hide their treason against humanity, their deception against humanity, you know, that they've carried on those stories, that there are briefings and documents or secret books that have this knowledge that they keep passing on to those in the know or those who have a need. So, you know, this is coming, okay? How that exactly plays out, I'm not exactly sure, but if you remember and you go back to the 90s, and the A's have said this all along, many other contactees have also shared this, the first group we meet are not friendlies. They have been here, and they are setting this whole thing up. They're setting up the Book of Revelations because we all bought into it, and they're going to play it out for us because we've demanded it, because we bought into the story, and all of the major religions buy into this horseshit. Okay, so here it is. You got what you asked for, and I want to just say this straight away. Extraterrestrials, I don't care who they are, light, dark, benign, they are not gods. In no way, in any shape or form, are they gods. They may be technologically more advanced. They may be spiritually more advanced. That means gods. It absolutely do not worship them. You can aspire to work on yourselves, to work on your own inner self, to make yourself that enlightened, to learn how to make technology, to build technology, which we've done on this planet, okay? But that doesn't mean you surrender and you become a servant or a slave to anyone else. Remember, you are soul, okay? Your DNA has third, fourth, and fifth density DNA in it. We are genetic royalty. That doesn't mean we're better than anybody. It just means we're different. You have to remember this, okay? You need to empower yourself with this knowledge. Okay, this is, I have this. I have a soul that's, you know, done the gambit. We've lived many lifetimes, and I can aspire to be that. But that doesn't mean you surrender and you take a mark. That doesn't mean you're owned by anyone. Okay? You have to empower yourself with the knowledge that these events are coming, and the events are coming in order to compartmentalize us into a place of either or. All right? And as I said in 2010, you know, we need to take our focus and turn it. We have to stop giving them our power and our attention and start building something we as humanity can live with. And we absolutely can do this. The only reason this paradigm still exists is because they've gotten us to buy into it. Okay? When we stop buying into it, it will crumble on itself because it's all crap. It's all a lie based on perception. And, you know, now is the time to take off the rose-colored glasses and truly see things for what they are. Okay? And there's a battle here. There's a huge battle going on. You have to see it. You clearly have to see it, and you have to see it for what it is. Let's talk about information, and JP, I sent this to you, of Professor McKinney talking about information he's getting from his astronomers down in Australia about the solar system, the yes. mini solar system that's entering, that's passing through the Kuiper Belt as we speak.
Yes.
Okay. We all know what that is, the dwarf star, and mm-hmm. and the planets trailing behind it. So, you know, I don't have an exact timeline. I'm hearing August, September, October. Again, I don't know, but understand when we talked about in previous talks, Earth changes, okay? Things are going to be sped up now. It's time to start getting the house, getting your spiritual center, really starting to think, okay, what's really important to me? What do I not need, and what's really important? Not only for my survival, but for my, you know, my family, my immediate family, and if you don't have family, your spiritual family. What's important? Where do I want to be? Where am I being drawn to? Because once this system is coming, okay, this is a cyclical thing. There's no running from it. And the drill, this is not a drill, is what I'm trying to say. This is not a drill. Okay? It's time to get your house in order, everybody. And however that looks to you, you know, whatever you're guided to do, then, you know, you need to focus on it. Now, let's talk about that. Let's talk about a very plausible scenario. And I'm afraid that's how I have to preface this. It's a very plausible scenario. From the Southern Hemisphere, and as it comes around and begins to, and as it ascends up over our sun, Mars is going to be between the dwarf star and our sun. Mars is going to get whacked. That's what it looks like. As it crosses over, we're going to have some experience, but I want you to know that ancient technology that has been sitting in the asteroid belt has been moved close to Earth to be used as a defense. No one knows exactly how effective that's going to be. And at this point, I don't know how effective that's going to be. And that's all I can say about it at the moment. But that's not the worst issue. That's not the main issue. The real issue is this dwarf star and this mini solar system are hauling ass. They are pretty quick. That's actually a good thing. The thing that we really need to concern ourselves is this thing is trailing, has a trail of debris that is forever. And we're going to be passing through it for many, many years. So things are going to be difficult, very challenging on the surface of the Earth. I've heard rumors that the Northern Hemisphere is going to get the worst of it. I don't necessarily know how accurate that is. It could be that certain sides of the planet are going to get it. I just don't know. But there's going to be a lot of debris, like what we're beginning to see now. And, you know, heads up. Absolutely heads up.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, yeah, and the coastlines are going, as we have these Earth changes, most of the changes, geological changes, are going to occur in the ocean because the tectonic plates there are really, really tight. Many of them are crumbling in certain areas, specifically the Pacific plate and the Australian plate. They're watching that very carefully. That means that when they move, water's going to move. Heads up. You've been warned officially that this is going to occur. Pay attention to the information. For example, in California, down in San Diego, there was a 7-mile-long pod of 100,000 dolphins that were just swimming north. Those things don't happen. Those things don't happen. We have to pay attention to nature.
That's,
you know,
right.
Nature always knows in advance. So, you know, we have to pay attention to those signs.
It just brought me to mind the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, where the dolphins were all saying so long and thanks for all the fish as they leave the planet, but hyperdimensionally, you know. Obviously, you know, this is that's a whole other story. So basically, this area of what we call quote fluffy space, the fluff is like aircraft carrier size chunks of iron, because this is a big magnet dragging through space, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. And it's negative ground. Our sun, we live in an electrical universe. The sun is electric. It pulls its energy from higher dimensions. For those of you who don't know, that's where it comes from. It is not nuclear. That's a religion. That's another religion that was created, and it's just simply not accurate. This dwarf star is a negative ground. The two to each other. They always have in times past when the same system has come through here and then left. I don't know what that looks like, but Earth, all the planets, including our physiology, reacts to the sun. So, you know, we have to pay attention to that. And as I get more information, I will, you know, somehow pass it through, push it forward to you folks out there. Now, you know, JP, you have a question?
How many questions? About a gazillion, which is slightly more than a Brazilian. But the first thing is, there's the wave, there's the galactic ripple, the evolutionary wave that is also happening at the same time as this. Presumably this is all part of it, and part of how we're able to be moved to the appropriate place. Let's put it that way, you know. I've had an impulse for, you know, many, many years. About 15 years ago, I moved from London, and we've moved up to northern Scotland, and then this last couple of months I've been moving into a remote little cottage somewhere. It feels very natural and in the flow, and it feels like I shouldn't have done anything else than what I've done. I'm personally hoping that my own intuition is the thing that is going to put me in the appropriate place. Whether it's a place that is going to get licked by the first wave and boom, yeah, there we go. That's what comes of, you know, listening to JP. Or whether this is just exactly the right place to start anew and start something different. And I'm also wondering about what have always been called sacred sites, whether they have any better chance of being in an appropriate place, you know. If there's a meteor coming, you get the feeling to move out just for the moment, you know. I'll see you next week, and then boom, you know, a meteor arrives. But what's your feeling on this? So I've asked you about 20 questions there already. So the first question.
That's fine. No, that's fine. That's fine. I got it all.
Okay. On you go, Alex.
You know, one, you have to trust your intuition, because that's your spiritual measure. That's your true north, is your intuition. And, you know, I think it's awesome you as a guy are in touch with that. You know, most women are more in touch with that than guys are.
Yes.
It's awesome. So you have to trust that. As far as the first wave, you know, I don't know that we're going to have a pole shift. It is possible, absolutely, and I know that there's been a great deal of discussion about this dwarf star grabbing one of our poles. I don't necessarily know that that's going to be allowed or it's going to occur. In fact, my intuition tells me no, that's not, we're not at that place yet. So I could be wrong, but that's what I'm feeling.
I have to say.
I'm not preparing for something like that.
Alex, I have to say that I have had a dream. And in this dream, it was a very normal scene, as you know, you get these things. The sun, from where it was in the sky, literally dropped. We could see it. It literally dropped out of the sky. Boom, like that. And I thought to myself,
that would be some shift of the Earth's axis.
I thought to myself, brown dwarf. That's what I thought in the dream.
Sure. But so, when I say pole shift, I'm talking about a 180.
All right, a whole 180.
And I don't see that. I'm on the record as saying that the A's have said a 21 to 23 degree is probable.
Right.
Okay, which literally would put the northern hemisphere on the equator.
Yeah.
So, and you know, that would be enough, but it all depends on how it happens.
But
you can't prepare for something like that.
No.
I mean, you just, you know, there's no way to prepare for something like that. But,
yeah.
You know, before I lose my train of thought, let me address some
go
of
ahead.
The other questions.
Go.
Okay, now, yes, the harmonic coming from the black holes that is shifting the energy, the harmonic of the universe, that's a first, apparently. And, you know, depending upon the race and the density or dimension, is dealing with it in their own way, the way that they know how to deal with it. Unfortunately, we're not being given a whole lot of information about it. And, you know, that's the nature of the beast that we've been living with for thousands and thousands of years. They keep us in the dark, which makes us easy to control and manage and be managed. But my thought is this, JP, you know, I know a lot of people are drawn to sacred sites. The earth is changing. Her harmonic is changing. Her physiology is changing. Her consciousness is changing. And some of the old sacred sites may not be the new sacred sites. It could be that people are drawn to another area and they get there and like, well, what the hell am I doing here? And it could be that, you know, as the shift occurs, that area becomes a new chakra. It becomes a new pressure point, or a new place where the earth gives and receives energy. So, you know, you have to be open to that because, you know, change is constant. Everything is constantly changing. And the more adaptable we set our consciousness to, the easier this transition is going to be. There are some things about our world now, about our paradigm now, that we simply have to let go of. We can't drag it with us because it isn't going to work, such as money, class systems, the idea of 1% controlling 98% of the wealth. None of that's going to work. And it's going to fall away. And it's going to die a horrible death, especially those who try to cling to it. Because I'm spiritually evolved about those paradigms. They are control mechanisms, pure and simple. That's all they were ever going to be. And that's why, you know, that system has to go. Because we as a humanity need to evolve. And we're going to, kicking and screaming probably, but we just need to move forward. And this is why I said in the beginning, you need to start seriously thinking about what's important to you. And these are very difficult choices. And I know, I deal with it every day, constantly. But, you know, this solar system is coming. The wave, the galactic wave is coming. There is a battle of good and evil, not only here on the planet, but at the asteroid belt, you know, between Jupiter and Mars. There's a battle raging between like good and dark. And I'm telling you, it's raging. You know, there's a lot going on. This is no longer, this is very serious. And the more you begin to start looking at this and researching it and paying attention, because if Professor McKinney is right in the audio post that he gave, you know, the government's only going to give us 2 to 3 weeks notice. That's just not good enough. That is absolutely despicable behavior. And so you're going to have to do it yourself. You're going to have to empower yourself, your families, your communities, to figure out how do we get through this? What does it look like? You know, there are some free energy devices out there that you can build yourself. One of them that looks very promising is called the Stirling.
The Stirling motor, yes.
Yes, very promising. I would suggest you all look that up and think about, you know, what can I do with that technology? And there are others that are going to the front. It's time. We have to break the hold of the controllers, and we have to turn our focus away from their paradigm, because it only exists because we're feeding it. We're feeding it our attention. And this is hard because there's no, we have no model for this. We're all trailblazers now. Every single one of us. You know, we're all Davy Crockett's out there in the wilderness trying to figure out, okay, where do we go from here? And we're going to make mistakes, but the bottom line is you're moving in a direction that hopefully is empowering you. And that's what we have to do. This is not a drill anymore. okay? This thing is coming. The star system is coming. The changes are coming. The book of Revelations is about to be played out. We have to pay attention, okay? We have to empower ourselves. We cannot empower to anybody, especially those that control this paradigm. Literally, we need to tell them to kiss our ass. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, but you know, that's a good good enough phrase. So basically, this is a parasite. One of the worst kind of parasites, because it's not benign to the host, it destroys the host as well. So we need to use what they call aggressive therapies. One of the ways to destroy a parasite is, first of all, to stop feeding it. And we feed it by, like you say, paying it attention. And there's so much in the world that is going wrong. And so much that you we're trying to get, and all we get is this thing that they call the news, which really stands for Northeast, West, and South, which is like global control. We control what you see is what is going on in the world. So, have you spoken with your friends about some of the ways that regular people can overcome their fear, because everything that you're about to talk about has been loaded with fear through our programming, through our education system, through our movies and all of these things. They say, you know, if you walk out into the wilderness, you will die. But that's not true, because the wilderness is not empty. It's not a desert. It's just wild. And you have to obey the laws of the jungle rather than the laws of the land. So have they described any potential ways that we can starve the parasite out, so to speak?
Well, the alternative media, your program, the things that you do, and many of the other hosts, you know, that are open to this and allow the expression of this particular consciousness, you guys are all part of it. The reality is there's going to be a little bit of fear, because what's happening is our way of life and the conditioning that our ancestors have had to where we are now is changing with our generation. So there are going to be some birthing pains. And just like, you know, I mean, I don't know, but I'm going to make an assumption here, but just like every woman who has her first child, you know, there's an element of fear, because, you know, until she actually experiences it, she doesn't know it, you know? And it's going to be the same with us as a humanity. There's going to be some elements of fear that are going to crop up, and to say no, you know, there's no way, just don't have it. That's honestly not genuine, but, you know, we're birthing a whole new humanity and a whole new paradigm. And, you know, I guess it's perspective. There's a part of me that has some fear about it, because I have a lot of loved ones and people that I really care about who know nothing about this, who don't even want to hear about it. Okay? But at the same time, I'm very excited about this change, because of what it represents. You know, we are all now forefathers. All of us, every one of us who's going through this, we are now forefathers of a new generation, of a new humanity, of a brand new paradigm. What we need to do is embrace it and empower ourselves with it, and not give our power away to something off-world. Now, you were talking about a parasite. Important to know that this parasite is primarily AI. It's an artificial intelligence, which is why it has no feelings. It has no emotion, because it has no soul. You can't reason with something like this. Therefore, as far as turning our attention, the focus is, what does it look like? And I guess go back to the 1800s in colonizing the West and populating the West of not only the United States. Let's go back 100 years to Australia, what that looked like. It's literally starting over. But in starting over, we get to, you know, we get to shake the AMA, the medical hypocrisy. We get to get rid of the oil companies, the power companies. We can create something that is truly free and beneficial for everybody. And, you know, I don't have all the answers. I mean, if I did, I'd tell you, but I don't. I'm sharing with you what I do know, what is coming, and the opportunity that it presents for all of us. And I can tell you that the more we dialogue with each other on programs like yours and others, the more we shift our focus away from the manipulative, controlling, domineering, enslaving paradigm that we live in now, that we begin to create a new paradigm. We begin to call it towards us, just like individual rights and liberties. None of that existed, okay, until people began to call it forth. They began talking about it, and the people began to embrace it, and we began to call forth that reality, okay, intent. Okay, we have to remember the most powerful tool we have as spiritual beings is intent. The intent to create, the intent to evolve, the intent to bring forth a new reality. That's what we are, folks. We're creators. Okay? That's why these parasites, these AIs, live off of us, because they can't do it. They can create technology to mimic, but they can't create it like we can. And that's our source of strength, and that should always be our source of power.
So the it's our creativity. So, for instance, dancing and instead of protesting, you know, it becomes a dance. If instead of okay, here's the really big one, the one that people are really scared of. They're not scared of the church anymore, but they are scared of the IRS. And you, Alex, were in there. You were right in the middle of that.
Well, yeah, I got whacked.
I know.
Very well. I'm very familiar with that.
That's their food, isn't it? Not only do they feed off
that's
the...
That's part of it. But, you know, look, I mean, if you look at America, it is obvious that the rest of the world is separating itself from the U.S. dollar because the United States, the government, the bankers, they realized, you know, they saved America for last. Okay, and now they were testing the waters and saying, okay, we're going to get rid of the guns. And the reaction has been probably not what they thought it was going to be. Or they did. I don't know. But the reality is this. If you destroy the dollar and there's no currency, how are you going to pay anything? What are you going to pay with?
You know, exactly. Bullets?
And... It's all fear. It's all based in fear. I don't know how it's all going to play out in America. I don't know yet. I can tell you that most people are awake, and there's more awakening every day, and the government has a very tough sell on its hands. They have absolutely lost all credibility with the citizenry, and they have a very tough sale on their hands. I just don't know how the dominoes fall. I don't know yet. But it is here where the fight against light and dark is probably the worst. It's here. And, you know, some of us, we gotta have faith. We gotta have faith that things will work out. We have to have faith because this is where it is. And, you know, I don't know, JP. I don't know. You know, we just have to do the best that we can do.
Exactly. So, Okay, so but I want to sort of go back to the tax man because the tax man is like an enforced thief, you know, it's an institutionalized thief, you know, they come and threaten you with jail or, you know, so that's coercion, they say, oh, you really must pay the taxes because that's what makes you a proper citizen. So, you know, anybody's trying to justify their position, they say, I'm a tax-paying citizen. So that's how people define themselves, you know, that they're good people, that they pay taxes. But now we're finding out that the tax is really a scam to pay back the interest that the government's borrowed because it borrowed money from an extortion racket scheme that has become legitimized due to their political influence and has legitimized itself by, you know, and so, you know, you have the mafia is in control, you know, this is, truly mob rule.
Well, actually, you know, in 1983, President Reagan said during a press conference that not a single dollar of taxes goes to the United States government. And the reason they're raising taxes so much, or the president, this administration, is going to be raising taxes so much, is because essentially what it does is it takes money out of the system so that the dollar doesn't completely devalue. It's a slowing down mechanism, and that's all it ever was. The government doesn't actually get any money out of the taxes. It has to go to the Federal Reserve and ask them for permission to borrow money with interest. And John Kennedy signed an executive order in June of 2003 authorizing the United States Treasury to print interest-free money. That executive order still holds today. It's just that every administration after Jack Kennedy has chosen to refuse it because they don't want to end up like Jack Kennedy.
So it's
just a game. It's a shell game. I understand the fear. I can't and will not advocate people not to do it. That's just simply, you know, everyone has their own choice. But, you know, the system is structured as it is to that no money actually goes to the government. No taxes do. Not income tax. And that came directly from Ronald Reagan himself. And he was clearly in a position to know what he was talking about.
Very interesting. So, again, we're focusing on where is our energy going, okay? So what else do we pay for? We pay for taxes, and as you say, they're not going to the government. They're not going to the administration of each and every country in the world. They're going to somewhere else. They're going to the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor is a reserve. And they're going to, presumably, they're going to bankers, and the bankers are turning it into gold, and the gold is going off-planet. With bits of DNA, so we hear. Do you know anything about that one?
Well, I know that there's a great deal of concern about whether it's gold or not.
the salted gold,
Gold, depending upon the mine, does have a DNA signature, or what they call a DNA signature, so that they can trace it. But, you know, they're finding that many of the gold bars aren't really gold at all. So, that's a whole other subject.
But let's
jump back a little bit. Let's jump back to where we were before and something that I was touching on about changing the paradigm and turning our focus. You know, ladies and gentlemen, here in the United States, the colonists created the states. The states then created the federal government. The federal government was set up only to manage foreign affairs, okay, and to be an arbitrator in the event that states had issues with each other. It was never, ever meant to become this colossal monster of a parasite, ever. And if you look out through humanity and you look at kingdoms, how did a king become a king? He had to make sure that the people agreed. Otherwise, he wasn't a king, okay? So when you come down to it, it's the people. It is we, the citizenry, that still have the power. They have only convinced us that we're subjects and servants, okay, or slaves. And as long as they can convince you to be in that position and to accept that position, then you are disempowered. It is no different today. Now, I'm not advocating in any way, shape, or form mob rule. I truly believe that a Republican type of government is the best government. That means limited, and the people who are elected are voted by the people. The founding fathers, not only of Greece, parts of Rome, and here in the United States, they were very concerned about a democracy because that's mob rule. I'm not advocating that. I am advocating that if the government doesn't serve the purposes of the people and protect the people, then it needs to be gotten rid of. End of story. Okay? Because it only exists because of people. It cannot exist on its own, by itself. Okay? And that's where I'm talking about. We need to shift our focus. What is it that we want? And that's why it's imperative that we all begin this dialogue on talk radio, on shows like this, to figure out, okay, where do we go from here? What's the direction? And, you know, and I caution, I think it's imperative and important to listen to the perspectives of information that we get, either from the Andromedan Council, from the A's, from the Plejarans, the Pleiadians, the Arcturans, or whoever's talking. I think it's important, the Cassiopeians, I think it's important that we listen to that information. But do we follow it to the letter? No. And the reason I say that is because they have never lived our reality. They have never been in the position we're in right now. We are the trailblazers of our own reality, of our own paradigm, and we have to be that. We have to stand on our own as much as we can. There's no fault in asking for help, for guidance, for mentoring, but we do not give our power away. We have to be the ones to implement this, to empower ourselves so that we can empower future generations to stand on their own and truly move into their own power. And I know this is scary. I know this is scary. It's always scary to hack the weeds and to move through all the lies and deception and bullshit, but that's the only way we're going to know what it really is. And that's the message today, okay? That is the message today, is to begin to at least be open to shifting your paradigm away from what we have today, because most of this is going to fall away, and it's going to fall away really quickly because it's all been a lie. It's all been built on lies. And the sooner you embrace that, the sooner we can begin moving in another direction. And again, I'll say this again, I don't have all the answers. Okay? But we all have it in us. We absolutely have it in us to do this. We are incredible beings. We have knowledge. We have spiritual wisdom within us from all of our previous lifetimes. We just need to call it forth. And JP, that's it. I mean, that's all I have at the moment.
This is very interesting, Alex. I mean, but particularly, you know, it's again, you know, I was saying earlier that you know, I've been speaking on Sunday. I was speaking with Mark Kimmel, and on Monday I got a personal message from Tolek, and then not only that, then there's this Colorado connection. This whole thing about, you know, there you are in Colorado, and then Kimmel was saying he was drawn to Colorado. You know, he was, you know, told by his inner self, you know, go to Colorado. He went there, and they said foundation, so he set up a foundation, and there's all of this energy that is there a stellar connection between Colorado and other places? I mean, is it
well,
like
Colorado,
a kind of big station?
Well, I don't know about a fixation, but a lot of people are being drawn here. I know that some of the largest bankers in the world have gotten out of whatever they're doing, private bankers, etc., and they're all moving here to Colorado. One, it's high, it's safe. It will be safe through most of the world's worst earth changes. At least that's what I've been told. But it also sits on the single largest piece of granite in all of North America. And granite is nothing more than strips. It holds a vibration.
Ah, hence that's why I'm in the highlands. Uh-huh.
So, and you know that better than anybody. I don't even need to go there when we talk about the energy of crystal.
Yeah, sorry, we just lost you for a second. Do you want to say that again?
Oh, I said I don't, and you know just as well as anybody about the energy and power of crystal.
Oh yeah, my house is full of them and bits and pieces all over the place. So heading for granite is a good thing. I mean, we can't really say this is going to be a safe place, that's not going to be a safe place, because, you know, a meteor, it could be like a quarter of an inch traveling at 50,000 miles an hour, and one person might be standing somewhere and somebody else might, it would be instant. It would, and in a way, that does sound like a lot of prophecies of the past as well. Is, you know, if we're moving through a place where suddenly, randomly, out of the sky comes a meteor that could wipe out a group of people, leaving one person standing.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be said about living in the moment and being in the present, because every day is, in fact, a gift. And, you know, it's very difficult to plan for a future when you're absolutely not paying attention to what's going on in the moment. Because things happen in the moment that could be significant about your future. That's why it's really important to be in the moment. And that's been a difficult lesson for me as well, and I've had to learn that, you know, over the years through experience. I will tell you that I truly believe that more is going to occur, and that we will get through this somehow. But I don't know what that looks like at the moment. But I know that we get through it. I absolutely know we get through it. But there's going to be transition. And many people are going to be transitioning. And the geography of the Earth is going to change and adjust to something better suited to her new vibration. And we're here for the ride. You know, we're here for the ride.
So, at the same time as this galactic war is hopefully coming to a close, that we're also evolving. The planet is moving. It's expanding, and therefore, as it expands, it changes its resonant frequency. That resonant frequency will change the crystalline structure that subtends the planetary form.
Well, not only the planet, but our physiology as well.
Well, exactly.
Our physiology as well is going to change and adapt.
Okay, so, you know, I'm a, how would I say, a portly gentleman that has, you know, I'm not particularly fit, but... that, you know, I'm being told that there's going to be molecular and physiological changes. I mean, does that mean that I get to kind of program how I want to look, and then my body will suddenly look like that?
I'll let you know when I know. I'll let you know when I know, and if you get it first, please let me know.
I will. I'll be right on the phone. I'll say, Alex, it's happened. I'm really slim. I'm tall. I'm fit. I'm beautiful.
I don't know. I honestly don't know how that transition works. I don't necessarily think anybody knows exactly, because this is kind of a first. So this is really a first where you have third density physicality migrating through fourth into fifth density. VAs don't know because they've never seen it before. So I think it's anybody's guess, but they're preparing, as most of the Andromedan Council are, and other races, and I'm assuming in other galaxies, they're also preparing for this shift of third density. You know, however it's imploding or it's shifting, the higher dimensions are planning and are adjusting to what they think is going to happen. But it's anybody's guess just now. Only the Creator knows. You know, and I don't know that she's talking. Well, she's talking, but she's not playing all her cards yet, you know, or showing all the cards yet.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. I mean, cause, again, you said earlier, you know, I'm asking you how do we prepare, and you answer, you're doing what you're doing by doing what you're doing. You know, making radio programs so that people can listen to it. I mean, this is going to go on YouTube. It's going to go straight. You know, I'll publish it all at the same time, but it's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be in the Wolf Spirit Radio archives. I know, because people are hungry for the information that you give. It always comes from the heart, and you know, we feel, you know, the world feels with you. I mean, your emotional expression comes across. your feelings are shared, and we get you, and that. I mean, I think it's that emotional content that you're seeing the whole situation that you're being shown from a very, very human-hearted potential position.
Well, you know, having spent some time with the A's, I've seen a healed race, and I've watched them, and JP, I have absolutely no doubt we can be there. I have absolutely no doubt that we can be there. And that we should be there, and we should have been there already. And, you know, and that's kind of my frustration. It's just like, my God, we could have been there already if these bozos hadn't have come down here and screwed with us. And, you know, that's part of my frustration. But we can absolutely be there, and we should be there, and we deserve to be there. You know, I love us. I do. I love humanity. I am. There have been times where I've been incredibly embarrassed, and there have been times where I've been incredibly proud of us. And right now, I am definitely more proud of us than I am embarrassed by us, because I have a really good picture of what's been going on. And without that perspective, you know, you can't shift a perspective. And you know, that's why I want to share the information. Those of you who can help, please do, so that I can continue to do this work. Those of you who have given in the past that haven't heard from me, I am doing my best to catch up. It's just, you have no idea how difficult it's been here, dealing with all the interference. And, you know, I'm not going to get on a soapbox, but, you know, others are experiencing, and, you know, we're in this together. We're in this together.
Alex, you can borrow my soapbox. Step up. Go on.
I'm done with that. I'm done with that. You know, everybody has challenges. Everyone's dealing with stuff, and they have challenges. And, you know, like I said, we're all in this together. And we have to stand together. We have to watch each other's back. We just do. We have to watch each other's back. Whether it's, you know, us, the people in the government that see what's going on, who are good people, law enforcement, local law enforcement that know what's going on, off-world humans who are doing the very best that they can. You know, we need to watch their back as well, because they're in it. They're in the middle of this thing just like we are. Even though we don't know what their world is really like, their day-to-day world, they still do. They still deserve to know that, you know, we care, that we're proud of what they've accomplished, even though it's being used for nefarious ends. You know, we have to watch each other's back. And I cannot stress that enough.
So, look, let's talk turkey for a moment. This is going to go out on YouTube. There is an alexcollier.org.
Yeah, that's James Harkin's site.
Yeah.
And that's James. And that's not my site, folks. I don't own that.
Oh, yeah, I understand
James
that.
James was nice enough to put that up, to just have the information available and to try to put it in one place.
Now, have you been getting donations from PayPal?
Very minimal. There's almost nothing coming in. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a button on that site that will enable you, the listener, to donate directly to Alex. It doesn't go to James. It's the address connects directly to Alex's PayPal. If you can, if you appreciate this, if this is water for your thirst, then please go to alexcollier.com and click the donate button and drop it. You know, just a few
it's
dollars.
Alexcollier.org. It's alexcollier.org.
Org. Sorry. Do excuse me.
okay.
So yes, go to alexcollier.org and click the donate button and you know, help Alex have a better life, because we've been talking. You know, sometimes, Alex, I feel like my you know, whoever's kind of looking after me is also pushing me in certain places. So they've helped me get this cottage, and you know, given me the idea that I needed to have this kind of thing, and then give me the opportunities for this to happen. That we're always put in the position, you know, if you're in the flow of it. If you follow your intuition, if you listen to those voices, if you listen to what you like and what you don't like, and move to the things that you like, I mean, that's why we like and don't like things. It's like natural. It's like we, you know, food that is good for us, we like the smell of, things like that. People that we like the smell of. So we have inner senses, and that's how I listen to my intuition. Oh, I like this, I don't like this. So this is the kind of thing I want. This is the sort of thing I don't want. And we've been given over the last 100 years actually thousands of years, the epitome of what we don't want as a human race. And you know, this is number one is tyranny, tyrannical rule by violence and coercion over us. You know, this sense that, you know, the world is in a safe place. The sense that that there's somebody breathing down your neck all the time. Big Brother is watching, all that kind of thing. God is watching you. Big Brother is watching you. Same thing. You know, a coercive, potentially violent, be a good boy or we'll hurt you kind of atmosphere. And that's the sort of thing that nobody likes. So, but, you know, we've been so beaten down that we now accept that that's normal. And I think that's where the sad part is.
Well, there's nothing normal about that.
Absolutely.
Healed races, healed civilizations, they don't live that way. And they would never tolerate living that way. And, you know, what we think is normal is not. And, you know, now they're openly talking about, you know, reducing the world's population. They're not doing the dying, we are. So why in the world would we want people to attack us, who hate us, rule us? It is insanity to even consider going another day with this type of paradigm. It's just ridiculous. Because healed civilizations don't live this way. And we're coming to a point where we're all awakening up. We're all seeing it for what it is. We will have no excuse, you know, to continue with this paradigm. None. And that's where we're at. And that's where we're heading. And it's coming like a freight train at us. So heads up.
Heads up.
Heads up.
You know, let me share with you. Yeah, I've always thought, oh, I'm not a psychic, but you know, I've had these kind of visions, and there was one little journey that I made into the future in a spaceship, and I could see the Earth, and I saw the Earth, and I saw this huge glowing iron ball. It was like glowing red hot, and it was passing by the earth, and I could see, or I heard in my head, iron filings. And I could see these particles passing between the earth and this object, you know, but going up as well as going down, you know, because it's a magnet, it's going to pull up iron things. I've had this is a really odd thing.
Well, what it's going to do is probably going to make every volcano on the planet or nearly everyone go off, because of the iron content that's in lava. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see, JP, I don't know. The records that were left by our forefathers were all taken and destroyed or hidden or still hidden, so that knowledge has been kept from us, you know, by the likes of government and the Vatican.
Yeah,
I mean, this is put blame where it belongs.
It's all in the Vatican basement.
They own it. You know, they own this shit. And, you know, look at what's going on there. It just, my God, what a cesspool.
Well, and here's the thing.
It's a cesspool.
Yeah. I mean, we've been, you know, everything is a lie. I mean, when I was a kid, right, in the 1960s, I grew up as a kid. My dad was a Catholic. My mom was a Jew. I was just an ordinary kind of, I wasn't ordinary, I was outcast, and, you know, because I was, you know, I was kept, my mum didn't let me play with all the other kids and everything like that, so I got separated anyway, and they used to ridicule me and call me by my name, because my name wasn't appropriate for where I grew up, when I grow up, I discovered that the Catholics were not so good, because my dad believed that the Catholic Church was a good thing, and my mum very much believed that Jews were good people. Now I've grown up, and now I'm 50. I'm looking back on it, you know, and the Catholics are pervert pedophiles, Nazis, and the Jews are Zionist genocidal maniacs. you know, this
well,
is
JP,
like
I don't necessarily agree with you. And you know, it sounds like you're labeling all Catholics and all Jews.
Yeah, no. What I'm saying is that the
you know, the hierarchy. Yeah, there's definitely some issues there.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's definitely some issues of character and integrity, and malice. There's no question that in the hierarchies of this. But again, I mean, if you look at what's been going on in the church, you'd have to ask yourself, you know, why would people continue to follow this? When you look at what they're doing now, as far as transitioning from Christ to alien savior, you'd have to ask yourself, why are they making this transition? Okay. Why are they abandoning all their principles after 1600 years? Okay. Those are very tough questions, but people will get to that. You know, I believe that most human beings have a really good intelligence, most of them, and they will get to those places where they will ask those questions. And then the aha moment is going to be extremely painful for them, because they've invested all this time, all this energy into something that isn't real, and they have only been feeding off of, you know, the hierarchy has been feeding off of. So a difficult time, but we got to move through it. We have to move through it as quickly as we can and start building a new paradigm, one that serves all of us, you know. We just have no choice. We're there.
Absolutely. And it's really about the ending of belief systems, isn't it? You know, about believing authorities, you know, oh, yes, this is the way it is, and this is what you should be doing, and start working out, this is how we should be doing it, you know, self-organizing ourselves.
You know, I believe it's, the one is, you know thyself, that's one. And the other is that real, genuine experience is only that which you experience yourself. Until you've actually experienced it yourself, then for most parts it's theory. It should be theory. Okay? And can be looked at as a principle, not necessarily a fact.
Very, so. Very succinct. Very, very good. So, we are in a position where we need to be able to move from belief to knowledge of facts very, very quickly.
Well, if you believe in something that isn't real, let's say a story about someone in the past, no matter how much you believe it, no matter how much energy you put into that belief, it never, ever will make it a fact. It just won't.
So you could say the same about memories of the past, couldn't you?
Yes. Yes.
And imaginations of the future, and allow them to become non.
Well, the point of imagination is to project and create using intent to pull a future that you want to you. Then, when it's physical, it's a fact, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is, I mean, yep. This is, people have been practicing this. There's this film called The Secret. There's, you know, there's teachings on manifestation all the time, and
yes.
this is something, you know, of course, you know, and like I say, you know, I've been put in this position by whoever's, you know, pushing my life around, my soul, family, or my soul, you know, whatever is moving the pawns around me, but I've been put in this position to have to learn how to manifest, how to learn to get my intent clear and precise and in a high enough dimension that the time that it takes to manifest is very short. I was talking to a very dear friend and very high being a couple of days ago as well, who was saying, you know, this is how her life has been. She's done something very selfless, and she's kind of given herself a big kind of spiritual boost. And she said she can, you know, she would want something, and she would just turn around, literally turn around, and it would be offered to her. That this was a, you know, to me, that's the epitome of where we're going. But I tell you, she's done a lot of work, and she's been very, very selfless. So this may be an indicator of how that how this whole thing is gonna play out is really, you know, being as selfless as you can will kind of boost you into a new way of being that is very nice indeed.
I agree. What a gift! How much fun would life be that way?
Wouldn't it?
You know, living that way. So, all right, brother.
Yeah,
it's been a privilege for me. You're awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. You are also awesome. If people would like to, are you available for people to talk to you? Do you have time for people to consult with you?
What do you mean now?
Not just now, but in general. I mean, would this be? Would you like to be able to be? You know, not necessarily.
Well, I have to be completely open at this point because my old paradigm isn't working at all. So, I'm certainly open to a new paradigm, and you know, I'm working towards that. I am. So.
Okay, so,
yes, I'll make myself available when I can, for
yeah.
Sure.
And
I just, you know, I have to try to keep, our biggest thing is shelter.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and we're expecting 8 inches of snow tonight.
Yes. Have you got fuel?
I don't have a car either.
You don't have
I don't have a car either, so I no longer have the option of living out of that.
Right.
So.
So, you know, people need to be aware that this is how things are. This show is going to be broadcast on Sunday. So, let's hope you found a lovely, warm, cozy stove to sit next to for the next five or six days. You can catch this on the web, if you can. Alex, I get the feeling that it's, you know, this is, we should be wrapping up here.
Yes, sir. I'm almost out of minutes.
Yeah, I'll fill in for the rest of the time. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. It's been an education. And it's been just like a nice conversation. Thank you very much for coming to my kitchen.
Thank you, JP. It's been an honor and a privilege for me. And I would just say, you know, folks, I love you. Let's stand up straight, walk tall, and walk in grace. And talk to you soon.
Bless your heart. Good night.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
So, that was Alex Collier speaking with me. It's Wednesday afternoon in Britain here, and we've had quite an interesting week. As I've been mentioning, you know, I was speaking with Mark Kimmel on Sunday evening. This is the previous Ever Beyond show. My website, if you're listening on YouTube, is www.everbeyond.info. I have a vast number of archives of extremely interesting talks. I've been running this show for 3 years. Please do visit everbeyond.info to connect with some of the past guests that I've had. We've spoken to some very, very interesting guests over the last couple of years. People who heal with sound, people who have traveled through time and space to Mars, alongside your president, various other contactees, people with real credibility, people who are not attention seeking. People who have new information, people have facts that you can base your reality on. And this is what we want to do, is to help people move beyond the current paradigm and into a world where we are creating continuously. We are it's almost like walking across the countryside and you imagine a path being created just in front of you as you're walking along. And if you want to go off to one side, the path will veer off to one side and take you wherever you want to go. We create our own journey. We have always created our journey. Our soul creates our journey for you, and eventually you connect with your soul and you and your soul become the same person, and you create the next part of the journey. So with that, I'm going to leave you with a couple of tunes, and thank you very much for listening. This has been Ever Beyond. Do visit www.alexcollier.org and click the donate button. Alex really can do with the help. He's needing a roof over his head. He's needing fuel for his car. He's needing food for his children. You know, everything is up in the air, and he needs to be supported. He's been serving the world. He's being very, very selfless. So with that, thank you very much. This has been Ever Beyond, speaking to Alex Collier. Good night, and God bless you.